Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach. I have a true life story that's been called from peanut butter to private jets. Yes, it's all true. And I'm the creator of the Vision Program. And I will tell you the reason I do Nothing But Good News Radio in this age of sound bites, providing good news and inspirational stories in the media is my primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. My foundational principles are based on truth in media, which is the basis for my magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that myself and my team delivers. I want you to know that I am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of our programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Oh, you know I love bringing you surprises, and boy, do I have one for you today. Get ready, get ready. But before we get to today's guest, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, you know what a G-Note is. It's a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Just a little note of motivation and encouragement. Today's G-Note simply reads, "Dear friend, the time is always right to do what's right." Now, if you'd like to get a little note from me, just go to my website. That's www.candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and you'll get a G-Note from me every day. Also, if you follow me on Facebook and Twitter, I send out some great stuff all day long just to keep you motivated and focused in the right direction. See, what I want for you is nothing but good news and a remarkable life. Okay, a special, special musical treat. You better be listening in, put everything down, and just pay attention, because I'd like to welcome my special guest, acoustic folk rock artist Sean Snyder, right here to Nothing But Good News Radio. And Sean's original acoustic folk rock is lyric-driven with an organic simplicity that, with utmost sincerity and an unmistakable groove. His music is amazing. Now, I will tell you, Sean is a relatively recent Harvard graduate with a degree in religion, and he's opted to make the most out of his diploma by pursuing a career as a singer-songwriter. Now 26 years old, he's been playing the guitar from the age of 5 and writing music since he was 13. Only in college, however, with the mentorship of a seasoned singer-songwriter, Livingston Taylor, did Sean up the ante to his own musical endeavors, bringing his songs beyond the bedroom walls to the receptive ears of others in coffee shops, on the street, at music festivals, in clubs across the country, and right here to Nothing But Good News Radio. Whether mining the internal world of love, heartache, and soulful striving, or playing storytelling curator to his eavesdropping on the world at large, his observations are always colored with his unique perspective, an affirmation of life, hope, and beauty in the face of sadness and struggle. Sean, welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
How are you, Candy?
You know what? So excited to have you here. You know, I want to ask you, I'm toying between asking you all these questions and just letting you sit and listen.
We can do a little bit of
and
both.
Say, oh, yay, we can do a little bit of both. That's a great thing. Great, great, great. So, a Harvard graduate, that's a big deal for a lot of folks. So, tell us what that was like.
Harvard was fantastic. Really, really beautiful, inspiring place, not only on account of the incredible faculty and the academic educational environment, but namely on account of your peers. And despite stereotypes and fears that everyone has that I had going in to Harvard.
Like what kind of stereotypes and fears?
Preppy, snooty, antisocial recluses who backstab and steal your notes so that they can do better than you.
Okay. Now I understand.
Generally non-existent. An incredible amount of talented, passionate, amazingly smart people who are as humble to be there as you are, and as excited about the possibilities, and who mainly are as passionate about what they do outside of the classroom as what they do inside the classroom.
You know, so exciting. The closest thing I have to Harvard, I do have a, my dog has a bandana from Harvard.
I had a a banner on my wall, I think, when I was 5 or 6. I knew I wanted to go to Harvard because it was the best. And then that foolish dream kind of faded into the distance and somehow reemerged when it was time to apply to colleges, almost by accident. I applied to Harvard as an afterthought, and it was the first school I got into.
That's exciting. That's so, very, very exciting. Studying religion. Why religion?
Studied religion by a fair degree of fate and accident, but led pretty much solely by intellectual curiosity and deep passion. I had a fantastic advisor freshman year. We had to choose and lock in our majors freshman year, and there was the ability to change, but they wanted you to pretty much confirm something. And I knew that I'd always had this interest in the field, but I didn't know that it would be what I'd wind up studying at college. And he said, make a list of all the classes that you have interest in. This is your time to study something for the sake of studying something that really, really moves you and inspires you. And I wound up going through the course book and just making a list and then tallying it up pretty much. And religion came out pretty close to the top. It was this beautiful department that was all welcoming and incredibly flexible to encourage the individual paths, intellectual and academic paths of the students in the department.
You know, it sounds exciting to me. If it was me and I went to Harvard, I would want to study religion. No, religion to me is just fascinating, and I've studied multiple religions. What is it? What is one of the unique pieces about studying religion that really caught you while you were studying?
Harvard has a department that's very pluralistic in scope. It's naive and ignorant to deny the vast differences between religions that do exist. It's incredibly beautiful to find their meeting places and the themes and trends and messages that are universal throughout.
And can you share one of those themes or those philosophies that you found that certain religions shared?
I wound up focusing my studies towards the end and heading into my thesis on religion in a multi-religious world or a post-religious world, and how we have these instincts to create and construct religion and ritual and tradition for ourselves.
Right.
And I think even in the absence of identifying with the tradition, we tend to do that in ways, and that's a natural human universal instinct. I wrote my thesis actually on calling and vocation and how it's exited the religious realm and entered the secular consciousness in a way that even atheists will identify with. What am I supposed to do in this life?
Right. Just saying that there's something that we all meant to do, religious or not religious. It's part of just our innate makeup.
Yeah. And the way that we mediate who we are as an individual to the community at large.
And make the decisions we make to create the life we create. Oh, can you tell I'm loving this conversation? Hey, you hear that music in the background? That means we're heading off to a commercial break. And when we come back, Sean's going to sing for us and play a little music. I am so excited. You better not go anywhere. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with special guest, Sean Snyder. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with our special guest, Sean Snyder.
I love your theme song.
Thank you. Do you like that? That's awesome. Yeah. It was actually written by some wonderful folks. One person, he was one of the original members of Casey and the Sunshine Band. And the musician that did the music, he was nominated for a Grammy, Dan, who does a lot of my recording stuff. So one afternoon, they were in the studio together. You know that happens. And I wasn't even there. And they said, Candy G needs a theme song.
That's awesome.
I showed up and the theme song was there. So I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Besides, I think everyone should have a theme song, don't you think?
As we walk around our lives.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think it's true. So, but what I'd love to do is, I'm so excited. You've got that guitar in your hand and I have heard you play before, and I'm really excited and happy to bring some of your music to the listening audience. Hey, the good news is this show is recorded and you can go back and listen to it over and over again. So what are you going to play for us?
This first song, it's called Karma in a Can. It's a pretty old one. Has often been a mantra for me, and at varying times, sung with certitude and sometimes sung as a prayer, but you know, we say it over and over again.
And today, shall we sing it as play?
Yeah.
I walk the wrong way down every street. Before I walk the right, for a couple dozen city blocks, I watched day turn into night. I felt no need to rise above it. I loved every second of it. I got everything I hoped for in, and nothing that I planned. But time inside a test tube, drink karma from a can. Where it is I'm going, think I finally understand. Putting time inside a test tube, drinking karma from a can. Fates, they flicker on some movie screen, and our hearts race fast in every scene. But the pining, pounding pulse provides some promising soundtrack. And the boomerang, you know it comes back around. The echo is, it's my favorite sound. You throw your soul into the darkness, soul into the darkness, but finally it comes back. And it's everything you hope for. It's nothing that you planned. It's time inside a test tube. Then it's karma from a can. How it is I get there, I think I finally understand. Putting time inside a test tube, drinking karma from, oh no, from a can. Thank you. acid that'll had that dino in destiny or at some sort of finish line. And if it's the one that keeps the time, keeps the time, it gets us everything we hope for, nothing there to plan. Time inside a test tube, a car in the front, where it isn't going, it's gonna make yourself known. These winds and chains keep blowing tight, oh, somehow we keep them growing tight. And the best laid plans of my cement, they don't be time inside a test tube, oh. What karma from a cannon, how it is I get there, I think I finally understand. I'm putting time inside a test tube, drinking karma from, oh no, yeah, from a cannon. Da 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 da, yeah, no, no. Oh no, that that night, yeah, that that night, oh oh oh, yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't take a whole lot to get me speechless. Sean, that was amazing.
Thank you.
It was amazing. I'm like sitting here like I got tears in my eyes. That was so incredible.
Thank you very much.
I am so impressed. I predict that somebody's going to be listening to this radio show today.
Come on, call in.
And they're going to call up and they're going to say, how do I find this guy? How do I sign him up? How do I get his music? We're going to talk about all those things. You'll be able to do that. But you're an extraordinary musician and you have an amazing heart. What prompted you to write that song? What does that song mean to you?
That song was based on what I always refer to as a microcosm of a summer spent between my sophomore and junior year, I think, in New York City. And I went to New York City with an internship at a film production house. And I got there, and shortly thereafter, like 2 days in, there were embezzlement charges in the higher ranks. The whole place shut down. And I had also worked a day at a job at a coffee shop in Greenwich Village. And I was like, well, at least I still have this job. And I went to the coffee shop, and they're like, oh, well, we hired someone else because we knew you were only going to be here for the summer. So I sat and I moped in Washington Square Park and worked through it and picked up the pieces and wound up getting a job at another restaurant. Working on an independent film that was miles beyond anything I would have been doing in an office at a downward spiraling film production company. And it was just this beautiful, amazing summer where, you know, I like I said, I took it as a microcosm and like to believe that the trials and tribulations that we go through in life, you know, as long as it's your soul on the line, and we were talking before about pure intentions and your passion and your sincerity
right
out there, then,
exactly.
Then things wind up working out
right when you stay focused on that, and there's a place in your heart that you really believe it, then the truth is it'll show up in the strangest ways. Karma in a can. That's incredible. I mean, really incredible. And I have found that particular thing so much about life, and certain things will happen, but then if it shows up not happening the way I want, and I allow it to be so, and I say, what can I learn from this, and still keep my belief and focus on the things that I want, that something else extraordinary always shows up on the other side.
And it's a, you know, and sometimes it's just a series of revolving doors, and that extraordinary thing is short-lived, but it brings you to the next thing in the next place, and it's just following the journey. And it's, you know, I wrote that when I was young and idealistic, and now I'm a little older and
are you still
idealistic?
That's,
you know,
good.
with a bit of the jadedness that comes with age that we fight through. But I you know, it might be too much to ask to love the difficult times, but I don't think it's too much to ask to appreciate them.
You know, and it's interesting. So I'm asking myself when I say, take a look at my own life and say, do I love the difficult times? Certainly not when I'm going through them, but I can look back on the difficult times and truly embrace and love the difficult times, because I will tell you, Sean, that it has been the toughest things in my life that have allowed my life to reveal itself to me. And I sit in this place today doing all the things that I've ever wanted and loved to do, between the radio, the media, the writing, I was talking earlier, and I mentioned to the listening audience, for those that haven't heard, because I'm going to let you know, I had the opportunity to be filmed in a film this past winter, which is coming out in December. Bonafide red carpet event, Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Vic Johnson, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino. I mean, amazing cast, Candy G, and extraordinary things have happened just from the filming piece. And I continue to keep my eyes focused forward on the things that I want to create. And certainly, bumps show up in this road. Ugh, obstacles are those scary things you see when you take your eyes off your vision. But when you can connect, what I have found for me, that when I can connect with that thing that I love to do and stay focused on it, and regardless of what's going on out here that might tell me different, and I may hit a wall or something else, but I stay focused and I believe in not just my own personal truth, the truth of me, but the truth of God and the creative universe, amazing things show up. And so I absolutely love that song. Oh, are we having fun or what? Hey, we're going to come back to some more music. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We will be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059. To anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud. Candy G.
Hey, welcome back. Isn't this great summer afternoon fun being here with Nothing But Good News Radio and Sean Snyder? And what an amazing, amazing musician. Now, if you were listening to the last segment and you were hearing me talk about the movie is called The Journey. And you can see the trailer to the movie on my website. Just go to candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-G.com. And you can check out the trailer, and you can go to thejourneymovie.net and sign up for any future announcements. But the movie comes out in December. I promise you, we are going to have a big, big blowout premiere party here in South Florida. So stay connected. Absolutely stay connected. And, you know, Sean, when I, you know, talk about the movie, it's just part of my journey of things that I've wanted to create, because I have a message that I want to share in any way that I can get out to share it. That's something that I want to do. And, you know, before we were going to commercial break, we were talking about those trials and those tribulations and those things that show up that, I don't know, might want to take us off track, but don't take us off track. What is it about music that you know you have to do, that you want to do, and is that going to keep you on track doing this thing?
It's live performance, when you're actually interacting with the crowd and getting your message. I mean, it's the same thing. We all have a message, right? When you're getting your message across, and it's collaboration. And it took a long, long time as a solo acoustic artist who's used to just playing with myself and my guitar and hasn't stayed still long enough to build much of a band, to release the ego involved in that and open the door to collaboration. And it's those moments of creation and kinetic energy between two or more people in the recording studio or while writing, and then the sharing of that thing and the realizing that what you do that's so true to you might just have resonance outside of your world. It's those moments that, despite all the difficulties and the struggles, means that
I do this because it's important to me, but when I find out that it's important and has made a difference to someone else, wow, I mean, does it get any better than that? I sit here, I will tell you personally, I sit here and listen to you today, and I go, your words have struck me so deeply. I mean, really, just listening to that first song, I'm just going, wow, this is so amazing, and I'm so moved by music, and I'm so moved by words and lyrics. So moved that I'd love to hear another song. You got something else in your bag of tricks for me?
Let's see.
Let me see. I feel like a kid in a candy store.
I want to keep it good news and happy and upbeat. I do find that. I write, my fair share of sad songs. I think, as you were talking about in the beginning, that it's about the beauty in the struggle. It's about the survival after the struggle. And I also find that I'm a generally optimistic person as I go throughout my life, and a lot of it's because I purge and I process through my art.
Right. And I think a lot of people purge and process through listening to the music. So I think that there's nothing really wrong with a sad song that helps somebody get in touch with that feeling and help to release it and go, oh yeah, there's a feeling that I have there. So, but where are we going now?
So let's see. Okay. This is a defense of a lifestyle.
Okay.
A little day, it's never wasted. A week's not for naught. If I sat in a coffee shop, thought a new thought, if I felt some new feeling, found some new friend, set poetry reeling, put paper to pen. If I rewrite reality, restitch the seams, live my life like some fully awake, lucid dream, an itinerant beatnik 5 decades too late. I'm just staking my claim, and I'm claiming my fate. At a table for one, though perhaps there'll be two. It's a real estate steal with a fine window view. And this diet of caffeine helps to heighten the vision, though the cost of the cup's just the price of admission. I don't need no excuses, ain't got no permission. Oh no, no, no. Yeah, yeah. Never wasted in a week's not for no. If I sat in a coffee shop, thought a new thought. I'm just daring to detour where others deem wrong. Live my life like some Simon and Garfunkel song. I'm a homebrewed, original, hopeless cliche. Got no deeds to do here. I got no deeds to do except sip in the day. Sip in the day. Sip in the day. No, 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 no. Sip in the day.
I just want to sit here and listen to you sing all afternoon, John.
Give me a raise.
You know, I am, I usually, I'm just so loaded with questions, but what happens for me, yeah, we've got folks already on here saying, I want a CD. All right, for those folks that are listening, we're going to let you know how to get it. I promise, I promise, I promise, as folks are chatting with me on Facebook, and, you know, it's amazing. Where do you want to see your music go, Sean?
We were talking about this before as
yeah.
well. I don't want to fence in the vision or the possibilities. So what I always say is that to be able to take my music, my art, and I also have this intense passion for film, and to be able to take this creative life and this creative career as far as I can possibly take it. Sustainability being the first, you know, an ultimate true goal ahead of any sort of fame. Sustainability and being able to reach as many people as possible while sustaining a creative life is what I will gladly take and what I constantly work for and create.
When you say reach as many people as possible, what do you want? What really is your message? What is your core message, or what do you want folks to know?
I think it goes back to what we talked about. It's there's a lot of sadness, and there's a lot of struggle, and there's a lot of difficulty, and it's finding the beauty in that sadness and the hope in the wreckage, and the rebuilding in the wreckage. And I think that if there's any peggable theme, you know, it's a resilience in the face of the difficulty that undeniably, you know, exists.
That people face. And I think that piece is true. And you know, it's interesting, and we were talking, I think we were talking during a commercial break about, you know, seeing how easy it is to go from studying religion to writing songs and sharing a message and doing the music that you do the way that you do it. It's really easy for me to see that segue and to see how it all fits together.
And a lot of people don't. And I mean, it's my life is a grand experiment of, you know, with karma in a can is its hypothesis and its thesis statement of, you know, making moves that seem irrational. You know, I could have gone to Harvard and been pre-law or pre-med and have been
and been,
you know,
miserable. No, I'm sorry.
Six figure. No, I mean,
but it's not always about income.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not.
And to do these things that, you know, seem to defy the rational world's logic, but are 100% true to myself.
To yourself. And you know, and the place that I know that you have to be is true to yourself. I know that. And most folks know, not only do I do the radio show, but I'm an author and a speaker and a trainer. And one of the things I do is I have a program called the Vision Program. It's called the Vision Program because not only do I help companies, I help individuals pinpoint what their vision is. Without a vision, the people perish. It's as simple is that you have to know where you want to go and what it is that you want to do. I think it's brilliant that you went to Harvard and that you didn't go, you know, what a lot of folks would say, this is what you should have done, and that you're following your heart. You know, I have so many statistics being in the speaking world, and one statistic is, which is one of my favorite studies, is there was a study that was done over 25 years, and they took 1,500 folks. And everybody had an option to go into group A or group B. Group A was, I'm going to do what I should do, follow the money, and worry about my passion later. Group B was, I'm going to follow my passion and worry about the money later. Well, out of 1,500 folks, 1,250 people went into group A. 250 went into group B. After 25 years, 101 millionaires were made. 100 came out of Group B and 1 came out of Group A. I mean, when you look at the statistics and you say, wow. And the truth is, I believe in this lifetime, the only thing you can do is follow your passion. You know, maybe it sounds a little cliche-ish, follow your passion and the money will follow. But what I know to be true is follow your passion and you will be taken care of, body and soul. You'll have a place to lay your head and you'll have a way to do the things that you need to do. And as long as you stay in that belief and you stay on that path, that and you sow those seeds, that they'll begin to blossom and bloom and become those things that you want.
And I mean, the economic downfall has been daunting for sure. For so many of us, I almost laugh because I'm like, what money did I have to lose? But I spoke with a neighbor who had basically said I did everything I was supposed to do, and that notion of supposed to do, you know, I got my 401k and my IRA and this profession, though it's not what I wanted to do, and now I've lost my job, and I've lost my 401k, and that's 25 years of doing what I was supposed to do, when what I would have rather have done was blank. So there's there's something liberating in the fact that there's zero security the quote-unquote real world, that, you know, when it comes to what you're supposed to do.
Supposed to. And exactly.
You know, we live in, you know, life is unstable, and we embrace that instability and ride with it and open ourselves up to it.
And I think that, you know, to me, I know that the real magic, that the real possibilities live in something that's called the wisdom of uncertainty. It is that uncertain nature of life where all the possibilities live. And that when we can take off the blinders of this is what I should do and this is what's going to happen at the end, and instead follow our hearts, see what that is, and be completely open to allowing the creative universe to show up. The hows are the domain of the universe. We don't have to know how, and things will show up as long as we can believe and stay focused. And I promise you, I am test and testimony to that fact. There are so many people that I believe have struggles and are unhappy because they don't follow their heart. I'll share another interesting story with you. And the interesting story is, I was speaking to a group of young entrepreneurs at a local college. There were several hundred folks there. Wait, do you hear that music? You know what that means? That means you're going to get this story right after we come back from this commercial break. I don't know. Are you having as much fun as I am? Hey, stay tuned. We still got two segments to go. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. You're not going to want to miss the rest of this show. We'll be right back.
Amerjet is ready when you are, shipping also goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. How much fun are we having here? Okay, so I was telling you a story, and I was invited to speak at a young entrepreneurs club at a local college. And there were several hundred folks there. And when I walked in, they were so excited, and I'm excited to see folks that are young and excited about their future. And this was the Young Entrepreneurs Club. So I raised my hand, and I said, who here has a dream? Can I tell you? Hundreds of hands went in the air. So I'd ask folks, what's your dream? And one by one, they'd tell me their dream in grand, drippy detail, to the point of where I was just astounded and amazed that these young folks were so clear on what they wanted and so excited. The passion was just everywhere. So I stood there, and I threw up my hand, and I said, who here is working on their dream? And nobody raised their hand. Nobody. And I looked at them, and I said, why? And they didn't say, it wasn't, I don't know how to do it. I don't have the money to get started. It wasn't, I don't know what will happen if I try. They all gave me the same answer, Sean. They all gave me the same answer. Are you ready for this? My parents don't want me to do it. It just takes us down that road of should. This is what you should do. If you want to be happy, this is what you should do. In my opinion, it's nobody else's opinion, but what you should do to be happy is follow that thing called your desire nature, your heart. It's been placed inside of you for a reason, absolutely for a reason. So I honor you for stepping out and following that desire nature. If you could do anything with film, what would that picture look like? What would that be?
The universe has been creating opportunities in the realm of film right now, a lot of writing opportunities, and I'm throwing myself into writing. I would love to write and direct ultimately, but I'm really enjoying right now the collaborative process of getting in there and you know, creating with pen and paper.
I love that too. I do. The written word. Or the keyboard. How is it that you write a song? How do the words come together with the music? What's the process for you?
I am never as prolific as I'd hope to be. I don't think anybody is, no matter how prolific we actually are. But it's a long process. Words always precede music. I love the music. The music's the instinctual part. The words are... you know, the inspiration for the words are instinctual, but the process of coming up with them is a very...
And then getting them to fit.
Yeah. And it takes a while sometimes. And there'll be times where I have an entire song, but I'm missing a lyric. And I could easily fill it with the obvious rhyme. But it's, you know, I let it sit for months before finally stumbling upon something. And I'm always happy that I waited.
Is that the purity thing that you talked about?
Yeah, it takes... it takes inspiration and discipline, and it can't be solely inspiration, because then maybe I'd write a song every couple of years. or it can't be solely discipline, because then I'd write a song a day that had no soul to it. So somewhere in the middle, you know, when you grab inspiration and put it through the disciplined process, but it's a, you know, you can birth them out constantly, but there's also an incubation period where they kind of sit and foster and get mulled over even when you're not thinking about it.
You know, it's interesting because I'm smiling a big smile because I have so many of those inspirational pieces, and I take giant pieces of post-its and I'll whiteboard out books and stories and I'll get inspirations that come to me, and I have multiple projects. But sometimes I need the motivation to get a project to fruition, because there are other pieces of running a business and doing all the things that I do. So it's interesting. I listen to you talk, and the inside of me, I'm going, I know what this feels like. I know what this feels like in another way.
I have thousands of seeds of songs. You know, I'm writing every single day, whether it's a lyric or a thought or a, you know,
I love the creative process. So another one of those songs that you'd like to share with us. I know I've got folks sitting there going, are we going to get another song? Yes, yes, yes. Where are we going to go now?
This is in the realm of, my last album was called Romantics Requiem, and it was, we used the word purging before. It's a concept album of disillusioned love songs. And I put them all in one place so I could start writing about other things. There's so many delectable sub-genres, and this is a post-love song. And it's, I mean, it goes with a lot of the philosophy that we've been talking about. It's not bitter, and it's not brokenhearted. It acknowledges, it acknowledges the beauty that was within the relationship, but also the necessary end.
When we first met, we fell. Our puzzle pieces were destined to join and lock into place, like two youthful kids on a 1,000-piece puzzle. We were baffled but joyful, opted to play. Young kids have an instinct, a knack for the essence. They don't get the rules that the older ones make, so we toyed with the pieces. Tempered the edges, tore them down to the essence. Now they don't fit this way. And the proof is, it's in the puzzle. It says all we need to know. It's not easier or to say goodbye, but it's less hard to let go. It's a beautiful half-finished portrait. It's what's left to show. And when we first met, I feel you held a picture of a Rockwellian rendering, just missing a face. I feel I've held our faces onto interlocked pieces, floating mid puzzle, lacking a place. And I felt how exciting that amidst the unknown we would fill in the pieces with each move we made. But you figured that frightening for me to be fitting my fanciful face. First half to be afraid. And the proof is, it's in the puzzle. This is all we need to know. It's not easier to say goodbye, but it's less hard to let go. It's a beautiful half-finished portrait. It's what's left to show. So sit at this table still in awe of each other and in love with the other, no less than four. But we fashioned a fable. The pieces ain't stable. Time to pack up the table, pick the leftovers up off the floor, up off the floor. Now the proof is, it's in the parting. It says all we need to know. It's not easier to say goodbye. It's less hard to let go. It's a beautiful half-finished portrait. A masterful jagged-edged fortress. A precious partial portrait. It's what's left to show.
Ineffable. No words.
Thank you.
Amazing. Wow. This could easily be my very favorite show ever. Hey, come right back to Sean and I in 2 minutes.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerjet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerjet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerjet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Wow. Welcome back. Yeah, this could possibly be my favorite show ever. Okay, it's right up there. It's seriously, seriously up there. Sean, you're amazing, and I want everyone to know what an amazing musician you are. What is the, and I love asking folks this question, what is the one thing about who you are and what you do that you really want others to know?
I mean, it's a recap of what we've already, you know, I want to go into new territory, but it's a recap of what we've already said. It's, this, you know, grand experiment and way of living my life and attempt at purity, you know, of intentions and art and voice and maintaining who I am and embracing the, you know, not to plug your movie again, but
okay, good, we can do it.
But you know, embracing the, you know, the journey that gets us there, that has rewards in itself.
You know what's interesting is, and I just realized because I heard it now for the second time, maybe third time, you said it's a grand experiment. I don't know that I see it as a grand experiment as opposed to, I think it's the way life is meant to be lived. I mean, I really think that if everybody could find a way to plug in what's important to them, like you have, and say, this is the way I choose to live my life with the purity of intention, and I think a lot of folks don't understand the incredible value of real intention. I think it's the lack of intentions that, oh, don't let me get political here, that have caused things like big banking and Wall Street and other things to collapse. The lack of intention, but I think...
And integrity.
And integrity, yes, throw that in there, thank you. But I think that you call it a grand experiment. I think it's an incredible way of modeling to other folks what life can be when you do live it from your heart in a big way. So I thank you for being you and doing what you do. Hey, you know what I want to make sure folks do is, you can respond to that, but I also want you to be able to tell folks where they can find you. I want to get all that good stuff in there.
I just made it easy. I just did some updates or simplification to my website, which is www.seansnydermusic.com. It's SHAWNSNYDERMUSIC.com. And right along the bottom there are links to all the appropriate and necessary avenues, Facebook and MySpace and CD Baby, where you can buy my album, Romantics Requiem, in, you know, old-fashioned CD or digital form. My first album, which is out of print right now in digital form, there's an iTunes link on there where you can get those as well. There's a YouTube link where you can see a small handful of videos, a small but growing handful of videos, and, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all those avenues where you can connect and keep tabs. Also on that page is the opportunity to sign up on my mailing list, and that way you can keep direct tabs.
And like always, if you didn't get all that information, what you can do is you can contact me, Candy G, at CandyG.com. And that's K-A-N-D-E-E-G at CandyG.com. And you can, I will make sure that you get that website and you get all of that information. And as a matter of fact, I think it may even have gone out in the email today. If you're on the G-Note list, if you go onto Facebook, it's on the event page. A lot of Sean's contact information is there. The good news is, I know folks have been sending comments, and the good news is for those folks that just signed on, this show is recorded, and you will be able to go into the archives and listen to the entire thing. So we've got time for another song.
Okay, we got
about 3 minutes.
Okay,
can we get a 3 minute song? Okay.
Thank you so much, Candy.
Oh, and thank you, Sean. I'm just in awe.
Of rage and ruin, and through the dark and free, I found a cure. I can't cry no more. Oh, love, I think I'm saved. 'Cause the air, the cynic stare with shards of that old charades took a while, my old denial, the love I think I'm seeing. I seen a light come shining as I watch them bridges fall. All them ships go sinking down into it all. Love, I've been through it all, down empty streets, on cold concrete, and I found my old parade. Shed some skin just to let you in. In love, I think I'm seen. Sure, it took a while for this foolish smile, but love, I think I'm seen. Oh, love, I think I'm seen.
Well, you know, we have about 30 seconds till we get off the air. And to all those folks who are out there listening, we'll make sure you get Sean's information so you can get your hands on his incredible music. Sean, I tell you, you're just a part of nothing but good news now.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, Katie.
Thank you.
I know we've been trying to make this work for a while.
And you know what? We can thank Caitlin and my daughter, Katie. She has been a fan of yours forever. And it's always been, I love his music, and it was really her that got me to take a listen to say I needed him on the show. Hey, listen, Sean, I'm so glad you've been here, and to all the listening audience, thank you, too. And you know what I want you to do right now, don't you? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it, would you? Bye for now.